Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I've held on to them, and chances are they might now be back in fashion after something like 27 years. But I know where they are, and they still fit me because I tried them on once when I was tempted to go to a fancy dress about 20 years ago. They are bell-bottom corduroys. Let me speak to Nuala McMenamin about this from Adorn Bespoke Styling. Nuala, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. Any chance of the bell-bottom corduroys coming back or not? Is that stretching it too far? Because a lot of stuff is coming back fashion-wise.
A load of stuff is coming back. What colour are they, Frank?
They're navy blue.
Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't rock a pair of those.
I just love them. I love them. They swish when I walk. And, you know, I know they seem to have shrunk a little bit around the waist, but I'm quite sure I can stretch them.
Good stuff. Are they really long? Do they fall on the ground?
They do. They're like hippie trousers. They you can't even see my shoes under them. They are I'm stunning in them.
They're not great for this country though. There's too much rain. They just become big straws and they suck up all the water in the ground.
That's right. They get all guttery. That's true.
Uh-huh.
Don't spoil it, Nuala. Please. I'll wear them on dry days. What is coming back? Because bell bottoms are coming back, aren't they?
Do you know what, Frank? I have a theory on all the styles that are coming back. Flares definitely are coming back. But I actually think that at the minute, it's really anything goes and it's up to the individual. And I think that all these different trends and fashions that are coming back, a lot of it has to do with sustainability because there's a rise in buying pre-loved clothes. Especially Generation Z, they love all the pre-loved clothes and I suppose the pre-loved apps as well, like Depop and Vinted are rising in popularity and you get every different type of fashion then. And I was saying to friends on a recent night out actually, we were in the Ulster Sports Club and honestly, if you took a photograph of the dance floor, you would have been at a loss to pick out what era it was.
What sort of people, because I'm not familiar with your club, what age group go to that club?
It's actually really mixed. There could be people in their 50s and there could be like people in their 20s. So it's a real kind of range of ages. You'll have to get down and check it out, Frank.
Where is it, by the way? Because I'm mad keen. Like the discos are open again. I want to go. I want to go. So where is yours? Recommend this to me. Steer me in the direction of the doorman.
Ulster Sports Club. It's brilliant. It's up from the Merchant. It's on the corner. High Street? Yeah, it's High Street.
Oh, it's facing the multi-story car park.
Yes, uh-huh.
I've seen that. I thought that was for Isle Fellas.
Well, it was for Isle Fellas, but the hipsters moved in, so they did.
Gotcha.
But there's still some Isle Fellas about, so there are. It's actually really good. It's really eclectic. Everybody's just there to have a good time and have fun. The music they play, it just depends what night you go, but there can be a real range of music. It can be like disco, it can be 80s, 90s, it can be cheesy, it can be like house music. It's really good.
It sounds so, like my cup of tea, 80s, cheesy, we're there. So what? Ideally, what should I wear now? I'm going out, I'm a middle-aged man, but I want to be down with the trendies. So dress me, Nuala.
controversial, Frank, but you should never dress for the trendies and never dress to be down with the trendies. Well, never dress for yourself. But that's when you end up looking back at photos and be like, what was I doing?
I know, but I'll end up going out looking like Paul Clark. I want to look exciting.
Well, to head out on a night out, probably a nice pair of jeans and a nice shirt and a blazer is probably as much as you would need, Frank, really. And if you find you overheat, then you can do without the blazer, I suppose, and a good pair of shoes.
Okay, go to the shoes and the stuff. What's your definition of a blazer? Is that what I would call a sports jacket? Is a blazer something I would have worn to school?
Yeah, a sports jacket could be described as a blazer as well. So like a jacket that you could keep on you all evening, moreover a coat. So it's just a casual, sports jacket would cover it as well.
I've got a really good friend called John Vinard, who's one of the top cameramen in Northern Ireland. And he wears like a box jacket, sports coat, blazer type thing that must have gone out with the Titanic and came back in at some point. It's a real 80s jacket and he wears it well. So if he's now in that, he's going to be in the right gear, or do you have to be tight fitting blazer?
It depends on your body shape. But if a slim fit suits you better, then go for a slim fit. And I think actually, regardless, a slim fit always looks a wee bit neater, as though it does. But you should only ever dress in a way that makes you comfortable. Don't dress in a way that you're not comfortable. So dressing for trends isn't necessarily a good idea. I think Giorgio Armani said, don't ever buy into trends. They're only to sell fashion products. So it's just a market employee, really.
Well, there is a suggestion from the research that bell-bottom jeans, sheepskin coats, crocodile skin loafers are all coming back, that we could look like an extra from a Duran Duran video eventually. But that's just the multi-mix, I presume. I think we're spoilt for choice here. There'll be women and men listening to this programme hoping that you're going to give them a steer on what they should spend their hard-earned on, Nuala. So go ahead.
I would actually advise always buying classic. Buy a staple that you can change with different items and different pieces. So for guys, it probably would be, a neutral enough coloured shirt that you can just wear with jeans, or you can wear with like trousers and just change it depending on what you're wearing. And for women, it probably is a black dress is a really, really good staple. I also actually advise all my female clients to get a pair of tan leather boots, because they match everything and they're a real classic piece. They never go out of style.
Yeah, you did mention to me that shoes are very important from my perspective. Mm-hmm. So what would you recommend? Do you I don't want to be sort of loafery comfort. I Robert, who I work with, he's cool, he's trendy, and I sometimes call him loafers myself because he wears those really cool shoes with no socks, and he's just he's that sort of guy. If I come in here with shoes and no socks, it would look like as if I was drunk, that it doesn't work for me.
Uh-huh. It depends on your mindset and your attitude. I mean, you've decided it doesn't work for you, so it's not going to work for you. So don't put yourself through it. Don't wear no socks with your shoes, because you've already decided that it's not a look that works for you. But there are definitely older men that do wear socks or shoes with no socks, and it works for them. But in this climate, you definitely stand out. And fair play to Robert. It's a cold look.
a cold and cool look. It is both. Now, you read out wardrobes, don't you? You give people advice. Do you ever come across stuff and you think, that will never, never, ever come back?
Well, I do. And it's not necessarily that it won't come back. I don't think it works on the client that I'm working with. And, I'll just say, I don't think it works on you, and, pass it on. I think give it to someone else who could maybe make it work, or make it, they could love it. It's not for you anymore.
Because we're going to have stuff to wear, because everywhere's opening up, as we mentioned, and we're mad keen to get back out and about, and we want to be looking our best. So variety seems to be the word. The Generation Z guys, that's basically millennials and Generation Z. Explain the difference to me, because I sometimes forget what age a Generation Z would be. Are they in their 20s?
Yes, Gen Z are probably in their 20s and millennials are in their 30s at this stage. And I think even there's mention of Generation A again, which is scary, is who it is. But yeah, I think that there's just a rise of individualism now. And I think that we're more open to people dressing how they want to dress and doing their own thing. I think that it's not okay to kind of comment on people's clothes anymore. So I think there's a lot of that feeding into people feeling like they can wear what they want to wear as well.
So are skinny jeans then not out? Because there's a suggestion that they are out and that jeans are becoming baggier and baggier and the flares, as we mentioned, and also that there'll be an element of the platform shoe coming back, the Velcro tracksuit. The Velcro tracksuit? Couldn't be that. It must be velour. It must be a velour tracksuit or a velvet one.
I don't know. It could be
one
Velcro.
That sticks to you.
Remember Adidas had the topper tracksuits that you could open down the side.
Oh, yes.
So maybe
yes.
It is a Velcro tracksuit.
And the other thing that's coming back is a pleated skirt. I thought a pleated skirt was a sort of a safe bet for every middle-aged woman. Or bloke, if that's what you want.
Well, sure. Pleated skirts didn't really go out of fashion. And to be fair, neither have like platforms or most of the items that you've mentioned. Flares, definitely the difference in jeans is new. And skinny jeans, I wouldn't say that they're out of fashion, but they're definitely not as popular. Whereas for, my God, the best part of 10 years there, it was only skinny jeans. And, you know, not everybody could wear skinny jeans. Like, they weren't flattering on everybody. So now I think it's great because there's far more choice available. And actually, you can dress in jeans that really suit your shape. Moreover, just everybody's wearing skinny jeans, they better wear skinny jeans. There's loads of different cuts. Like, there's lovely tapered jeans, there's paper bag jeans, and there's loads of different styles. There's mom jeans, there's boyfriend jeans, and it's actually dressing comfortably is what's more important now than, you know, it probably ever has been before. And I think probably because we have been stuck in our houses, we have now got accustomed to dressing comfortably, and we're not going to give that up too quickly. So we're just going to dress comfortably as we go about our days and our lives.
And finally, Geraldine has sent me a picture, and Geraldine, just using the terminology that she has here on the WhatsApp, I'm comfortable in a miniskirt, says Geraldine. Are they going to continue to be in fashion? Are they in fashion is the first question, and are they going to continue to be in fashion if they are in fashion, Nilla?
I think, yeah. I mean, miniskirts have never really went out of fashion either, and it depends what you're comfortable wearing. If Geraldine's comfortable in a miniskirt, keep it lit. So.
Keep it lit, Geraldine. That's what Nuala's advice is. That'll ring in my ear for the rest of the day. Nuala, lovely speaking to you on the programme, and thank you for your expert guidance. You're from Adorn Bespoke Styling, if you want adorned or if you want styled. Great having you on, Nuala. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Good luck with your bell bottoms. All the best.
Lovely, lovely. And what's the name of that club again? The Ulster Sports Club with the blue bell-bottomed, slightly damp at the bottom, corduroys. I'm your man. I'm on the floor. I'm throwing the shapes. Johnny's on the disco.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.